This past week, Donald Trump spoke at the World Economic Forum in Davos. It was interesting. That's a good word. Spoke for a little more than an hour. And some of the points that Trump hit on, said Greenland is U.S. territory and he wants it back. Also referred to Greenland as Iceland several times. Claimed the grocery prices are going down. The bad economy in the U.S., that's the Biden economy. Trump claimed he ended eight wars, won the 2020 election. He attacked U.S. allies while praising Russia and North Korea. Trump said Canada lives because of the United States, said that NATO owes him Greenland, and called numerous times rare earth minerals rare earth. If you doubt my pointing all these out, the video exists. You can check me on that. Trump also touted, he said, an agreement regarding Greenland where he got everything that he wanted. No, we don't own Greenland. I know that was the claim. That was the desire. He wanted it. He wanted that piece of ice. Now MAGA is saying, no. Ownership of Greenland, that was never part of the situation of the conversation. When you look at what the agreement did at least establish, well, it actually reestablished a lot of what was part of the 1951 Defense of Greenland Agreement. And there's talks for further down the line regarding mineral rights and Arctic security. But when you look at the Greenland Agreement, it's basically, imagine walking into your boss's office saying, I'm going to get a raise. You're telling everyone going in, when I go in there and I come out, I'm going to have a raise. Then you come out and say, hey, got everything I wanted. Still have my job. Mac is also looking at all this as, yeah, badass Trump. He put everyone under his foot. All of Europe, all of NATO. Trump ruled. Well, you know, they're sort of keen on this bullying and intimidation. That's long been Trump's act. He's just now on a bigger stage. Maybe think back to a time I was flying out of Burbank Airport. I was going to go from Burbank, Dallas-Fort Worth to Newark. Wanted to be home in time to have Easter with Mom. So I'm waiting to board Burbank, and the announcement comes over, the plane's broken. And by the time they get another plane to replace the broken plane, by the time we get to Dallas, we won't be able to get the connecting flight to get to Newark, so have an overnight stay curled up in a plastic chair in the Dallas-Fort Worth airport, which that did not sound appealing to me. So I got online, see what arrangements could be made, called home, said to Mom, well, here's what happened, I'll make it up to you. Called my friend who I was staying with out in Southern California, said, do you mind if I hang out for Easter? She said, sure, love to have you. And I'm watching person after person just totally slice and dice the poor woman behind the counter, the poor agent, like she's the one who broke the plane. And she is not having a happy time with all this. So when I step up, put a big smile on my face, look at her and go, yeah, it's not easy, is it? But I think I'm going to change that. Let's just wipe everything off the slate. What flight can you get me on Monday to go from here to Dallas to Newark? You know what she did? Took Dallas out of the equation. Nonstop flight from Burbank to Newark. Bumped me up to first class and tripled my bonus points. See what happens when you don't intimidate and try to be a human being?